mikveh, drawn water, and stationary. If a barrel of water, which is considered drawn, and we know drawn water is not allowed for a mikveh, fell into the Mediterranean Sea, and a person or a food that's tiruma, that the Kohen has to eat by being pure, the food has to be pure and he has to be pure. If the person or this food immersed in that spot, again where the barrel fell in the sea, he is still considered impure, even though the drawn water fell into a completed mikveh, thereby nullifying it. The mikveh here is the sea. And if any water goes in there, it should be nullified. So we have to see the principle. Why is it that even though you're in this, in the water that you spilled out, and it's nullified by the rest of the water, why is it a problem? So the answer is, in order to keep the people far away from using drawn water to fill a mikveh, the rabbis decreed that if 3 lugin of drawn water came on a person's head and most of his body, which is like a shower, on the same day as his immersion, he will become impure again. The rabbis saw that they were showering after the mikveh and they were getting confused that maybe the shower is part of the tahara process. So, and that's drawn water, the shower. It says people started to confuse the shower with the mikveh. Being that the waters, so that was the gezeira of the rabbis now, that if you use a shower or even just have poured on you 3 logs of water on your head or most of your body, it's going to rabbinically make you be impure again. This way they stop people from taking the shower after the mikveh. Whether this applies today or not is up for discussion. Now, what does that have to do with the Mediterranean Sea? Being that the waters of the Mediterranean Sea, or the like, are stationary, the rabbis extended the decree to this case. We consider an immersion that followed a barrel of water falling in to be as though one had at least 3 lugin of water come on him. This decree was on stationary water, not moving water. So because the Mediterranean Sea and others places, other types of lakes or seas that are like that, that the water doesn't move. So it means when you pour water in, even though technically and biblically it's nullified in there, but playing with this decree, it's almost like you took a shower in that spot because you got 3 lugin of water that fell on, that is now on your body. You jumped in after it. So they kept it as being part of that other decree, just to safeguard all the rules of mikveh and tiruma and things like that. Connection. Same author again, Rav Yehuda, and the topic as previous sugya, because we talked about mikveh also in the last one. Now let's see all this in the Gemara. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Again, the rabbi saying another thing. Chavit, a barrel, melea mayim, filled with water, shenafla layam hagadol, that it fell into the great sea, which the rabbis say is the Mediterranean Sea. Specifically there, that's what it's saying, not just any water, but the yam hagadol. Hatovel sham lo alta lo tivila. If a person is going to dip in that spot right after the barrel and jump in right after it, then it's not going to be considered that he dipped, meaning he's still going to be impure. Chayshinan, why is this? Because we're afraid and we're concerned of lishlosha lugin shelo yu b'makom echad, that 3 lugin should not be in one place, which is from that barrel right in that spot. We're concerned about jumping in after that, like we said, because of that original decree that it looks like a shower in some way. So the rabbis extended it to this case. V'davka layam hagadol, specifically and only for this yam hagadol, the Mediterranean Sea, dekae v'kayema. Kae means standing, omed, the kayama is the kiyum, staying, meaning it's staying in its stood state. Shenishar omed, the way it is. That's just how the words are playing over here. It's staying the way it is. Aval nahara ve'alma, but a regular body of water or river, lo. It's not. We don't say this rule. The guy would be okay if he jumps in after the water of the barrel. Now we see Tanyana Mehache. We have a braita to again say this point, and we'll see what point really the braita is making. Chavit mela'a yayin. Now you have a barrel filled with wine. Now over here, wine. Shenafla le'yamagadol. It fell into the great sea. Hatovel sham lo altalo tevila. Again, a person who dips in there, it's not going to be removing his tumah. Chayshinan le'shlosha lugin shu'avin shelo yu b'makom echad. Again, we're worried about three lugin, that it should be in one spot. Meaning we don't want it to be in one spot. Now, what's going on here? This is a regular case. If you jump in after wine, and wine did not get mixed into the other water, it's not nullified. This is not water. Water and water will be nullified. But wine and water, if it's not moving, and you're jumping into the wine literally, so that's for sure not, you're not going to be tahor from that. It's not nullified. And the point here is to show us, because it's a case of wine, it's not teaching us a case of water. This braita is just trying to show us that the Mediterranean Sea is not moving. Because obviously if you jumped in after wine and you're not considered pure, it means the wine must have stayed in its place. If it's a moving body of water and you threw wine in there, it will nullify. You can jump in after it, but not still water. So that's what it's proving, that the Mediterranean Sea has still water. And it's just a regular tevila case over here. The guy, if he jumps in wine, he's not tahor. Nothing to do with drawn water. That's not the point it's making. Now it says another thing. It says, v'chein, and also kikar shel tiruma. A piece of tiruma, let's say a piece of bread of tiruma, shenafal sham, that fell into there, into that sea on the wine, tameh. It's going to be tameh. And the Gemara now asks, my vechen, what do you have to say this extra piece for? Obviously, if we're saying the guy is tameh, so if he touches a piece of tiruma, it's going to be tameh. What did this sentence now just add? Mahu detema, I might have said, hatam, over there, in the case of the man and the water, oke gavra achezke, ha'amed, meaning leave the guy in his chazaka. Hacha, over here in the case of the wine, oke tiruma achezka, also leave the tiruma in its chazaka. But we say, kamash malan, we learn from it that we don't do that. Now, what does this mean? Chazaka means your default mode, the way you are. Meaning, if you're tameh, you're going to be tameh unless you're sure that you're going to be tahor. If you have some kind of a doubt, then we keep you on your default, and you have to live accordingly. So the guy, let's take the guy's example. He jumped in the water after he threw the barrel in of water, not wine. Now he's tameh, that's why he wants to jump in the mikveh, to get tahor. But now we're not sure, since we're not sure if the waters are moving or not, so it's a safek. We're in doubt if he really became pure. So if we're in doubt, we leave him the way he was. He was tameh. You're not sure that he became tahor, so you leave him tameh. You keep him on the chazakah that he's tameh, and that's how he stays. And that's what we just said. He's not going to be as though he purified himself in that water. So same thing with tiruma. It says, leave the tiruma in its chazakah. Now the tiruma was pure. The point is, the problem was it fell in the wine after in the sea, and it became tameh. But if we're saying we're not sure if the waters are moving or not, so let that food of tiruma that touched the wine, let it also stay in its default mode, which was tahor. Why are we making it tameh? That's the point. And the point is because we're stressing that the Mediterranean Sea, we are sure that it is not moving. And that's why the piece of tiruma will change from being tahor, from its chazakah state, and it will be tameh, because we're not in doubt if the waters are moving. So it's again, it's a further proof and a further push just to explain and prove that the waters of the Mediterranean are really still and stationary and not moving. And while the statement of the wine and the barrel was proving that, this vechen was simply showing that even to the extent of a chazakah, we're so certain that it's stationary that it can even change a chazakah of something.